Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Station.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, we are live 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday, with a few exceptions. Remember, this is exciting and entertaining, but not super informative. So just enjoy. Enjoy. This is for entertaining purposes. We're not giving you legal advice. Seek counsel. And we're just talking about general topics of law. This hour is going to be kind of fun. It's kind of the final hour's best because we just blow through things, right?
That's true.
We just fly through, you know, some other very interesting things. We're going to talk about a lottery lawyer, the lawyer that claims he's the lottery lawyer that represents lottery people that win the lottery. He's going to be doing some jail time. We're going to tell you why. We're going to talk about Native American tribes, the issues of adoption of children, and they win a big one in the Supreme Court. Bill Cosby, you know, the guy's just getting sued again, and we're going to go into that. Georgia man sues Facebook. Why and what happens? And then we're going to talk about how are you going to, you know, your Google search users can now claim part of a settlement. How do you do it? And then we've got many, many more. I'm going to talk about Rust again. Believe it or not, that thing will never end. The Rust movie that's continuing to be shot now in California, right? I believe in California. In California, they're finishing up that movie. We're going to talk about issues about, you know, the individual that was supposed to be in charge of the handguns, Hannah Gutierrez Reed. What people are claiming, or at least the prosecutor is going to try to claim, and her denial of such. And then, boy, we can just keep going and going, but we have the most important thing that happens hour three that we do not want to sit around for is the case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Sensitive topic alert. This may make you uncomfortable. I just want you to be aware of that before we start. Ava was 11 years of age when she appeared in Playboy and Hustler magazines with no clothing. She later became an actress and a director and an activist against the exploitation of children. The pictures of Ava were taken by her mother and sold by her mom to the magazines. Mommy kept all the cash. Ava kept all the embarrassment and the shame. Later in life as an adult, Ava decided it was time something had to be done, so she wanted to take legal action against her own mother and against Playboy and Penthouse. I said Hustler earlier. I meant Penthouse. I'm sorry. She wanted to sue the magazines and her mom as well. Fred, or no case?
People would be put in jail nowadays. That had to be back in the 50s, I bet.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, probably in the 50s when, I don't know, when did Hustler, it was in Playboy or Hustler, which one? Do you remember? You don't remember which?
It was in both.
It was in both. It was Penthouse, not Hustler.
Penthouse, I'm not sure. Not
Playboy
Hustler.
And Penthouse, yes.
Penthouse. When did it start, Tom?
I have no idea when either of those started.
When did you start ordering?
But I know that we're not supposed to use our smartphones and looking up.
I'm looking up Penthouse.
Well, Marilyn Monroe was the first Playboy.
No, I want to look up. I want to see. Penthouse started in 1965.
There you go.
So
had to be after that.
But isn't that crazy? Even the 60s, did they even allow such a thing?
Oh, I have a couple. You're going to give extra points if you can name the mother? Or the daughter?
Yeah. So the answer is yes, this is a case. There's no doubt this is going to be a case, and she brought action, and I hope and pray she won against Playboy Penthouse. The mom, what is the mom thinking? Todd.
All right, Mr. Kunin, case or no case?
So you said it's a case? And what, she wins.
What year was it that she was?
I'm looking at my story here to see. I really do not know, but it was a significant time ago, well before Me Too, well before all of
that. I'm going to side with Fred that it was a case and that she was, and I'm going to say it was a case. I don't know. I'll just stick with the fact that it was a case. I was thinking maybe it was a case that was one of those when California reopened the statute of limitations, it did allow her to file the lawsuit, which if she had tried to file it in the 80s or 90s, she wouldn't have because the statute might have run, but she was able to file it. And I'm going to go with still pending.
Okay, fair enough.
Of that.
Denise, what do you say? Case, no case? If so, what's the outcome? Remember, we have two people on the I'm Being Sued side, the magazines and the mummy.
I'm going to say it's a scenario, but not a case. And the reason it's not a case is because her mother was that famous photographer that took pictures of children nude that was deemed to be art by the U.S. Supreme Court and not pornography.
Wow, that's Denise. Good, Denise. That's a good answer.
Yes.
It's wrong, but it's good.
It's wrong. Oh, there was actually a person that the Supreme Court held that she took pictures.
Her name's Anne
Leibowitz, right?
Yes.
Anne Leibowitz?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I've heard about her.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the story.
All right, let's tell the story.
This is a case.
Good.
But the magazines were not affected in any way. Times were much more permissive back then for the European Playboy European Penthouse, apparently. As far as the actual case, a Paris court ordered Irina Ionesco, Ava's mother, Ava Ionesco, to hand over €10,000 to her daughter, about $14,000, and all of the explicit photographs she took of her child between the ages of 4 and 11, and all of the negatives. So, tough subject. But that is the case, and the subject of the photographs is the one who won. So if you said it was a case, she won.
She won against the mom.
Yeah, but not against the magazine.
Not against the magazine. So I don't know. So it should have been a three-pointer.
It should have. So we'll do it that way.
So I get two.
Case and mom, you get a point.
I get one because I said one. Pending. Still, I didn't.
Oh, pending. So I get two. Todd gets one.
And Denise, you said
Zippo.
Okay. Well
that is sensitive, and that's too bad. That's
and a true. Yeah, absolutely true story.
That's
and I was shocked. I said to myself, I was looking up, you know, just unusual cases, and I thought, wait a minute. In Europe, they said that was okay?
Yeah, so that's interesting. I didn't think about the glitch. It could be in Europe.
Yeah, who would? Next week, next time we get together, by the way, our case or no case will surround a famous American president with a penchant for writing graphic love letters.
Aww.
That's next time. Mm. No, not most graphic love nicknames for body parts, the whole deal. It's really an
interesting story. Oh, you mean that kind of graphic.
Yeah, graphic, not cartoons.
No, I thought like poetry.
And Franklin was never president.
good point. Anyway, that is case or no case for this week. Thank you for listening to us on Radio Law Talk.
So on June 15th, two lawyers, Jason Kirtland and Christopher Cericchio, I don't know how to say his name, were sentenced as lawyers for people who won the lottery. They put themselves out, especially Jason Kirtland put himself out as the, quote, and I say lottery lawyer, where he had had clients that came to him that had won the lottery. And wait till you hear how big. Don't forget, there's lotteries you can win $1,000, $2,000, whatever.
Millions.
Millions, but you can. Believe it or not, there's a lot of winners that are $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. We'll be back. I'm going to talk a little more detail on why this guy's doing prison.
If you play the lottery, you'll want to listen to Radio Law Talk, the next segment with Fred, Todd, and Denise. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Pinney, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Pinney. Available on Amazon Books now.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just gonna do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell of your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car, wash. They'll have you get sharp. Well, come on.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent...
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is this real life?
Oh, stop it.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So continue on. The trial was August 2022 in New York of the lottery lawyers, and they were found guilty of wire fraud, honest service wire fraud, whatever that is, I don't know what that is, money laundering, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and money laundering. The Jason Kirtland, who was the main lawyer, was sentenced to 13 years in prison, and Christopher I don't know, Chiricchio, 5 years in prison. Hold on a second. I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you. The interesting thing is, between 2018 and 22, this Curlin attorney, you know, was, this was a Long Island law firm in New York, but he got these lottery people, when they won the lottery, they needed lawyers. And they do. They usually need a lawyer. They need consultation. They need advice, what to do. And that's kind of what he portrayed himself as not only do I give you advice, I give you I mean, he was giving them financial advice, which was, you got to be careful of. Here's a financial advisor. Go talk to them, right? Mm-hmm. And you've got to be very careful as a lawyer, conflicts of interest. You don't get your clients to invest in your company, especially a company that is you're going to make a lot of money on and that you've been receiving, I'm going to say, kickbacks on for bringing their lottery money into it. At least disclose it. Even then, you got to do more than that. You just stay away from that, right? But there's got to be disclosures, and they should at least be signing off. Every state's different. But what one of the lottery winners, he had multiple lottery winners come to him. One of them won a jackpot of $1.5 billion, was one of his clients.
Wow.
The other client won $247 million on a Powerball jackpot, and the third one won $150 million jackpot. So these they're victims, basically, and the law firm charged hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this. And do what? Well, give them advice, for one thing, and, you know, help them go through, you know, give them advice as to the people that are going to be surrounding them, et cetera, et cetera. But he had them invest in things that he co-owned, and he didn't even tell them, oh, yeah, I co-owned that, and was getting kickbacks. That's what, you know, Curlin was doing. But it's interesting how, you know, they found texts from this Curlin, this attorney, to, you know, when he retained his one of his first big lottery victims, he texted this individual and said, quote, I have to figure out how to have this get to us, talking about the money, right? How do we get that, right? Or let's see, talks about retain the first victim. How do we get this to us, you know? Stuff like that. I mean, he invested $5 million in he had them invest $5 million in one of his business, right? But anyway, that's kind of what happened. So these lottery individuals, and you think, oh my gosh, that's nothing, lost in excess of $80 million according to the argument by the prosecutors, as well as additional $19.5 million that they claim he stole from one of the lottery victims. That's a lot of money. That's
just crazy.
That's almost $100 million, basically, round numbers. So they're going to jail. Curlin was ordered to pay $64 million in forfeiture and restitution. And the other guy, Chiricchio, was ordered to pay $26.5 million in forfeiture and $30 million in restitution. There's so many zeros here, it's crazy. But you know, they basically saw these people coming in with money and said, "Hey, they didn't have to work for this money." I'm not saying this what they're saying, but I could see this thinking. You know, I'm gonna.
How do I transfer that money to me?
How do I get that? How do I get that money? And again, you know, a jury found them guilty and they're going to prison. I'm sure they're going to appeal it, and so they have the right to appeal, and so we got to be careful. I always say, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but they were proven guilty, but they still have appeals going, right? So apparently they were living high on the hog. They bought a yacht, you know, Porsches. You know, they lived the high life. By the way, I don't mind. I think that's okay if someone's living the high life. I think it's okay they buy Porsches and yachts and stuff, but don't go out and, you know, steal from these lottery winners,
You know, Fred, all a fisherman needs is a fish, and they saw a bunch of fish out there and said, I'm going to go get them, you know, by...
Well, no, what they didn't, they didn't do that. They went over to the fisherman next door, his boat, and offloaded all his catch and put it in their boat. That's what
they
did.
There you go. Well, I'm saying the bad guys say, oh, there's a fish out there. I'm just going to go get it by whatever means. Yeah.
I know.
Supreme Court. Protect yourself.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Supreme Court delivers a win for Native Americans. How'd that happen?
That's a very interesting case.
Yes.
Back in 1978, the Indian Child Welfare Act was enacted to keep Native Indian children with their tribes. What was happening is a lot of times the parents would die, or maybe they were neglectful, or maybe it was just made up.
Can I interrupt you there,
yes,
please? I remember living through this. As a child, I remember a lot of people in my neighborhood and people that we knew were adopting Indian, American
That's
Indian
right.
children.
It was a big deal before 78. And so when private adoptions now occur, they have to first determine, any adoption actually, it could even be a step-parent adoption, but they need to find out whether or not the child has Native American blood, because if they do, then they have to determine who the tribe is, and the tribe has the first right to adopt that child. It's called ICWA, and it is a real thing, and I deal with that very often. And what happened is it went all the way up to the Supreme Court. This a couple in Texas, they had adopted a Native American child, and there were a couple of lawyers that joined with them, and they went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, no, ICWA is good.
Right.
We're upholding it. You two lawyers, you absolutely have no standing to challenge this.
Right.
And neither, on certain issues, neither did the adoptive parents, because their adoption went through. Right. It wasn't that they lost the adoption. So it was a very interesting case, but they did get to the substance of the act.
All right, we'll be back for more Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by...
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call.
USA News update. As Florida reels from the damage caused by Hurricane Idalia, President Biden will comfort people affected by the storm during his visit today and survey the destruction. Idalia pummeled Florida's Big Bend region with Category 3 winds of nearly 125 miles per hour this week. North Korea has fired several cruise missiles toward the Yellow Sea, according to a report from the South Korean military. This is the latest in a series of missile tests and military exercises conducted by the North in recent weeks. World-famous singer Jimmy Buffett has passed away.
Legendary Margaritaville singer Jimmy Buffett has died at the age of 76. The announcement on social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, the message saying he lived his life like a song till the very last breath.
That's Laura Winters. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Boys are weird. Oh, come on.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Wonder what it's like to be one of the most successful, famous African-American men in the movies and on TV. Just the, you know, remember Fat Albert? I loved Fat Albert. I used to watch that. Bill Cosby, I'll be honest with you, was my idol. I had all his albums. All of his albums. Remember, you used to put the comedy albums out?
Yeah, and I saw him in person in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, you tell me that. Yeah. And he is so funny. And it was clean, right? And it was clean mm-hmm. stuff. He is so funny. I will never forget that the one I always would listen to was the one about when he's having the baby and his wife's having the baby and their whole scenario of when she, the water breaks and they got to go to the hospital. No. The water doesn't break. I don't know, whatever it is. And they got to get in the Ferrari and drive to the hospital. You know, the whole thing is, dear, not in the Ferrari. Not in the Ferrari. I can't. It was just funny. Is the way he does things, the way he said things. I just crack up.
Him and his brother in the bed.
Oh, yes.
And they draw that line down. That I could so relate, my sister and I.
Yeah.
That's us. We pull the covers, get on my side of the line. And then father comes in and it's over.
Well, here's the thing. The key is it, and the reason I say this, those of you who are anti-Bill Cosby, look, I'm just talking about my childhood growing up, and that was the simple life. It was very clean, and it just brings me back to happy times, right? And it's sad to see what's going on right now. He's 85, and now because Nevada opened up the a brief window for statute of limitations on sexual assault cases, he's being sued.
So, Fred, when you talk about your childhood, what years are we talking about? What years would constitute your childhood?
Oh,
what, 1969 to...
60s and 70s.
60s and 70s. Okay, so listen to these dates. 1969, 1979, 1981, 1982, 1984, 1989. Okay, that covers like the year after my birth to when I was 21 years old. And those are the dates of alleged offenses that Bill Cosby is now facing in lawsuits filed in the state of Nevada.
How do you defend yourself?
Exactly, based upon Nevada lifting the statute of limitations for sexual assault cases. It used to be a 2-year statute of limitations. It filed within 2 years of the incident. Now, and look, I don't say this to try to say, well, you know, once you get past a certain amount of time, you know, they ought to be scot-free and poor Bill Cosby. If he's guilty of this stuff, I mean, that's terrible stuff, and there are a lot of victims out there. But what you said there, Fred, was so important when you said, how do you defend against that? How do you go back to those dates?
69.
Memories fade. Evidence
people are dead.
Is gone.
They're dead.
Yes, witnesses die. Yeah, I don't know. I remember during this period of time when they extended the statute of limitations for children previously, and that was because as a result of what was called recovered memory syndrome, right, where the people are getting therapy and they like had these memories that were drawn out, you know, through in the therapy process and all of that. And I don't think I agree with extending the statute of limitations. I don't know. I think it's really
scary.
You know,
and the thing is people need to understand there's a couple of reasons why you have a statute of limitations. And it's not so that bad actors have a finish line that if I just get to that, then I'm okay. It is because as time goes on, memories fade. And without a statute of limitations and taking that into consideration, you are going to run into situations where people get accused of things that didn't happen because memories got faded and they got mixed up. A huge example of this is Bob Dylan recently was facing sexual assault allegations for things that happened either the late 60s or the early 70s. And they finally get the alleged victim pinned down to a certain time and say, okay, that's the time that you said. All right. Here are the invoices from the hotels I stayed at in Europe while I was on tour during that time. And then they have to
go way back then and get the invoices from that far back.
And then they had to come back. Well, she might have been, it still happened, but she might have been mistaken. It's the time. It was here. It's like, look, that's why we have the statute. Yep. He's got that defense built in. It's tough, but
nailing Jell-O. Yes.
Yeah, but Bill Cosby is now going to have to face charges.
I think it's still civil, isn't it?
It's civil.
It's civil. He's going to have to face those allegations.
They're coming after him for money, for damages.
69 to 89.
Essentially, he said, she said cases, with a lower burden of proof.
And
than
people are dead,
case.
Cal. The witnesses that would say this didn't happen and I was with that lady. Some of these women are in their 70s. It's like, what?
You know,
how do you defend yourself?
We just circulated a picture that was from 2017 at the beginning of our show when we first started. And all three of us were wearing these silly hats and we could not remember why.
What happened?
I mean, look, that's...
Yeah.
And what if the silly hat people said, I'm going to hold them accountable. Fred wore a hat and he didn't look good in it or count,
whatever. 1969, Cal. This is just 7 years ago.
Yeah.
1969, Cal. And that's crazy.
Where a victim of an alleged victim of a sexual assault would say, well, you know what, that was pretty traumatic. I remember
that. And I get that.
I get that. But I also don't get how we as a society can say, can you bring up something this late? Ah, sure, go ahead.
Well, but I'm saying it's not that. It's not these individuals that very may well have happened. I'm not saying it didn't.
I'm not questioning that.
But I'm not questioning whether it. But the question is, where does it end? It's we call that slippery slope in legal terms. And so where does that end? Does everyone from the 1960s, does someone can bring up allegations and just, that's it. 1969, it happened. You know, I don't know.
Just imagine how overwhelmed our courts are. They go through COVID and all the statutes are being extended because of COVID and the disaster that COVID was, how it impacted the courts. And now they're getting this kind of case as well. I mean, the courts are going to be really overburdened by all this as well.
Yeah. And it's something that he's going to have to face, and he's going to have to pay for, because let's face it. Let's say in each one of those, I think there's like 9 alleged incidents. In each one, let's say he's able to come up with a defense to prove alibis and that this didn't happen and stuff.
Oh, from 69, how would you?
But let's just say for the sake of arguments.
Yeah.
Hold
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Let's say for the sake of arguments that he's able to do that.
Yeah.
He's got to pay to be able to do that.
Exactly.
It's going to take a long time to be able to do that, and there's going to be a discovery process. And at the end of it, you know.
So you're saying the cost of defense is just as burdensome, perhaps, as the cost of being proven guilty, Todd? Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Well, it's proven liable.
Yeah.
And
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, well, here he is, 85. I'm going to go out and watch some, you know, fish, do some fishing, and do. That ain't gonna happen.
Nope.
Ain't gonna happen. So, all right, Denise. Now, a Georgia man suing Facebook. Why is Facebook being sued?
Because he was denied access to his account and to the personal photos that he had in that account. So, he terminated his account. There was no reason that he did it. He just terminated it, and he had. They tried to work with him to try to rectify the situation. And he said, no, I'm going to sue you. I want all of my pictures back. I don't want it. And I think this was prompted in part by Meta making Facebook to where you have to sign this agreement that if you post anything on it, it becomes property of Facebook as well. So you're sharing it. It's not just yours anymore. And he wins at the lower court with this. And he wins not only because he was locked out completely, couldn't reopen the account, but he wins because it had his personal information on there. And then they deemed that he had violated their standards on child sexual exploitation, and they stopped him. They literally blocked him from having any access to anything. So this is an interesting one. No doubt it's going to be
It's going to be
appealed. This is just the lower court. And
State? Do you have a state?
The judge ordered him ordered Meta to pay him $50,000.
But what state? Is this in California?
It's in Atlanta, Georgia.
It's
in Georgia.
That's right, Georgia. We brought that up.
So there are a lot of cases now coming out about personal information versus public information.
That's crazy.
That's getting gained on the Internet.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Google searches and how you can maybe get some money from that issue. Danny Masterson, we got the Rust we're going to talk about. We've got Quick Takes. And then we're going to wrap it up for Father's Day tomorrow, man. Happy Father's Day, Todd and Cal.
Thank you.
It's going to be a wonderful Sunday. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on your local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No fun.
I'm me at this time.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Just remember, if you want to continue to listen to us or you want to listen to old shows, go to RadioLawTalk.com and you can go to our podcasts. We appreciate you listening to us. Appreciate all our affiliates. We really appreciate the listeners out there. We have a lot of great listeners. We get good emails at info@radiolawtalk.com. We just finished talking about Facebook, but in the same realm, we also have another big company that's Silicon Valley. I call them company Google. By the way, those of you who don't know, I have a little side note. I have an office down in Silicon Valley, down in Santa Clara, which I've had for years. And I'm down in the Bay Area quite often. And it's funny how people all over the country hear us talk or Google this and Yahoo and Facebook. I drive by Apple. I'm right at their campuses. In fact, I have a lot of clients that are there. I've been on the Apple campus many times. It's kind of cool because the Apple campus, Apple, Google, it's kind of all the same. They have these huge campuses. And prior to pandemic, you go to these campuses and people are working and collaborating, and they have these restaurants.
Amazing.
Amazing food. It's not like some cheap, It kind of looks cafeteria-ish, but these are good chefs mm-hmm. that they hire for food. And I'm not talking like, oh, here's a bowl of cereal. Wonderful food from breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All employees for free. And I'd go there, and guests are allowed to eat there, too, at times. And wonderful food, huh?
Yeah, we're talking like, I think there's 7 restaurants on the Google campus.
Crazy.
That's in, where is that? It's outside of Santa Clara somewhere. Tesla has big, huge
bins in Fremont.
They have huge bins of cereal. That's what they provide their people.
Just some cereal. I could grab a thing of cereal and milk.
Yes. It's kind of funny.
That's
so you know what? There is a class action suit that just settled. It was from 2013 against Google. And anybody that has used Google as a search engine between October 25th, 2006, and September 30th, 2013, are eligible to collect money. And this Google search, what happened during that time was they would take your search and your information and they would sell that to third parties. And those third parties then knew how to market to you, knew what you were looking for, and all of that type of thing, right? And so that was deemed to be a breach of privacy. And so if you're interested, you can submit your claim. All you have to do is provide them with your contact information, physical address, and email, i.e. your private information, and you have to attest that you searched on Google between those dates.
That's so easy for everybody. Yes. It's like, yeah, yes. Really.
And then you have to say, I want to be paid either by PayPal, Venmo, or some kind of a prepaid card. And you have to do this under penalty of perjury.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will get a number in your email and your confirmation code, and then you go back and you turn it in, and guess how much money you get?
Yeah, it takes you about 45 minutes to go through this paperwork.
27 cents?
$7.70 per person.
Now, yes.
Now guess how much money the lawyers made.
How much?
$2 million.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Thank heavens.
Nice.
How's going? Yeah. Well, now
actually, $2 million is not a lot.
Not very much.
People are thinking that's a lot of money. No, it's not. If you're fighting Google, that's a fight. You know,
you can bet that when you sign that registration, you are saying I waive any use of my privacy information by Google.
Oh my gosh!
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to jump into the Rust thing really quick. Rust, don't forget that is that. Famous case that's been going on about Alec Baldwin who, quote, accidentally shot the film, the cinematographer, beautiful lady, what was her name, Hutchison?
Helena
Hutchison. Hutchins. That's right. Well, the issue, by the way, and this is New Mexico, the involuntary manslaughter charge was dismissed in April against Baldwin. But they still continue to pursue a case that is the prosecutors against Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who was the weapons supervisor that was in charge of the weapons. Now, the issue is, you know, was discharge intentional, accidental, and what was a real live round doing on a prop, right? That was meant to just, they're filming it. Well, now the prosecutors are alleging that Hannah Gutierrez Reed was hungover the next day when this occurred, and they're alleging that she was a partier and a party animal the night before. She was partaking of, I believe they're gonna argue alcohol and marijuana, and the evening before, and was hungover, and so. Obviously, she's denying it and arguing that this, you know, their case is weak. They're just trying to find someone to pin this on. It's not her. So she's got a preliminary hearing in August. She's denied this. And then we're going to have to see what happens. But that's the latest on Rust. We always try to keep you informed on the latest. Todd, you're going to talk a little bit about the
Danny Masterson.
Masterson,
So really quickly, Danny Masterson has been on trial twice. for the sexual assault of three individuals. And the first trial ended in a mistrial with the jury on all three leaning towards acquittal. And then the prosecution retried the case in front of the same judge. And on the second trial, there is a conviction. So what changed? What was the difference? And it boils down to two key areas. First, you know, Masterson's defense has always been these women consented to the sexual acts, and the prosecution in the first trial had evidence they believed that the women had been drugged, which would have negated their consent, but the judge ruled that the evidence of drugging couldn't come in because there was no toxicology to support it. In the second trial, the judge let that evidence in, said the jury can decide, even though there was no toxicology. And then the second thing, boy, does this sound familiar? The second thing that the judge let in the second trial that they didn't let in the first were new prior bad acts. Evidence. It's the same thing that Bill Cosby had to deal with. Evidence that he had done this to others even though the jury wasn't considering charges relating to those other victims. And this goes back to what I always say, be careful what you wish for. I think those are going to be two huge issues on appeal for this case, because it's not going to be very hard to show that it was prejudicial. Without it, he was a hung jury. With it, he was convicted. Those are two pretty easy areas to look at as being the difference. We'll see how that turns out.
That's interesting. And we got to touch base just really quick on the J.P. Morgan case. That's going to work. They're supposed to pay. They've agreed to a settlement to pay. There's these Jeffrey Epstein lawsuits, and this gets deep as to what happened here. But J.P. Morgan Chase is agreeing to pay $290 million to the victims in the Jeffrey Epstein case. We'll just so you know, that's we're in the middle of that. We're just saying this is coming up. So.
And one of the lawsuits was the U.S. Virgin Islands as a plaintiff.
Yes.
The other one was one of the purported victims of Epstein.
Yeah, and there's sovereign immunity questions, too. But anyway, we don't have time for that. Cascal, what time is it?
It's time for us to say, let's hear your quick take. Fred Penny, what's yours?
Oh, back on the banana on the wall art lawsuit. I've used some silver duct tape. I'm going to duct tape my old socks to a green board. Cal, I'm only selling them for $95,000. The other ones were $120,000. It's a deal. If anyone else out there wants to buy them other than Cal,
give me a call. Give me
a
checkbook. Todd, what do you think?
I'll do the banana and Google. Wouldn't it be interesting if the defendant, artist, filed for his $7 reward in Google and attest that he had used Google a long time ago to search wall banana art.
That a boy.
And then offered the $7 to Fred for his.
Yes, that's okay. Exactly what I thought.
Denise, what do you think?
Well, this is a quick take for everyone. Happy Father's Day, guys, to my co-host, to our producer,
awesome.
And to all of our listeners out there that are fathers and grandfathers. You are loved, and tomorrow you will be honored.
Awesome. See you next week.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Denise. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Fred. Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll see you next time.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.